Ooh, hyper-friendly.
Oh, I see you've got the Vader family compound all decorated.
Oh, well, you know, if there's one thing I'm known for.
Celebration on Friday.
Yeah, if there's one thing I'm known for, it's my decorating. What did I decorate for this time?
Right, the Friday celebration, you know. It's one that we all look forward to every year.
Oh.
Oh, now have you got the cake yet?
Well, I mean, additional cake? Because, it's cake.
You're going to need to get an additional cake, because the worst thing you can do for Miss Bacon's birthday on Friday is to give her a round cake. You know, she likes the corners.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Bader, and this is your show,
Larry Bader.
And just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! Big Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
Little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys? What's going on,
you
guys?
Big fat thing, you.
Meh. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. For Monday, the 27th of February, 2023, in the, y'all, I'm bone weary year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavetri Parton. I am your host, or one of your hosts, the one who's, y'all, it's been a couple weeks since we last spoke. Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's spelled.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Even when I have spent weeks dealing with the elderly, he still can't get it correct. That's V-A-D-E-R, Larry H. Vader, and with me is...
Speaking of the elderly.
Right, yeah, luckily someone else, Darwood, took care of you today. Y'all, it's Big Fatty.
Hi!
You know, you ain't never had a friend like me.
Boom. Oh, boom, boom. Yeah, someone just got back from the Aladdin, the Disney's Aladdin, at the North Charleston Performing Arts Center. Very well done. Very well done. Did the Nip enjoy it? I think that's what we're all here to know.
He did.
Wow.
So.
Okay, so. Well.
He initially did not like the genie because he wasn't purple.
Well, the genie was blue, but, you know. That's about right.
Well, he called him purple.
Well, right.
Bless his heart.
It has to be exhausting being the Nip. It does. And no wonder he sleeps so much. Like,
well, 13 hours yesterday.
Ooh, that sounds lovely. Y'all, I just want to say it right up front.
Go say it.
So sorry that there was no little show last week.
I think you've got some splaining to do.
Quite honestly, here's what happened. Y'all, on Saturday, last Saturday, as in not this week's Saturday, the past one, but the one before, y'all, the Jar and I got in the Pickle-mobile, and off we went to the car lot. Y'all, this weekend had been planned, and, but we didn't really need to do it for the reason it was planned, because some other things had fallen through, because the Jar Arena, you know, had gotten
the
COVID.
She got the COVID.
And she couldn't come visit. So, but we decided we still wanted to get away, and I just felt like we needed to check on the Big Ed, everyone. The Big Ed. And so, y'all, we rode up to the car lot. We did some shopping. The Jar went to buy clothes, so of course I'm the one who bought all the things for me. And we went to the Concord Mills. Which is it's a big mall, big mall. It's a Simon property.
Oh, yeah.
And so we did that. And then, y'all, we went and checked into the Motel Hotel Radisson in Country Suites edition.
Oh.
And y'all, we laid down for a minute. But we have plans to meet Big Ed and crew for dinner. And, y'all, it was a lovely, lovely meal. It was quite an event.
I hope you did not arrive late for that. There are penalties for arriving late for the big meal.
Y'all, it's true. We missed the early bird special because we were 7 minutes late. Y'all, I love Big Ed in the way that I love Big Fatty. Old people, and you just have to deal with them. And y'all, they have picked this place that truthfully was much nicer than I thought it was. I was very underdressed, but it's because there was an incident in the hotel room with my clothes. But anyway, so I just threw on what I could put on.
Underpants.
Oh, yeah. Or the lack thereof, and a lack of an iron. And so, y'all.
You iron your underpants?
Yeah, basically. We got to this place, and we were a little bit late. It was 35 minutes away, plus a parking garage. And anyway, needless to say, the Jar, I don't think, was super happy about that because he was driving. You know, the Jar likes to drive. He's the driver here. Mm-hmm. And
you like to be Miss Daisy.
Right, right. He won't let me ride in the back. But anyway, y'all, and sometimes with the Jar's driving, I like to ride in the back, you know. Sorry, Jar. But anyway, y'all, that dinner was so stressful for the Jar and for me, but I'm more accustomed to it. Y'all, we got back in the car and I thought the Jar was going to have a breakdown after dinner. He was so stressed. So we went out and had some beverages, beverage at the Woodshed. And y'all, there may have been a little bit of over-serving. So were
anyone in particular?
Well, it wasn't me. But that's okay. I heard that the Country Inn and Suites has a lovely marble tile floor in the bathroom. Oh. It's very comfortable from what I heard. But
just a place to take a nap.
Yeah. Or a 9-hour nap.
That's a nap for the nip.
Right, right. That's true. That's true. But y'all, we just, by the time we got up Saturday, which we were up pretty early, but we got out of the motel and went to lunch and then decided we were going to take the slightly longer way home. And stop by the Buc-ee's again because we were talking about that.
I knew it.
I wanted to get some things for the hats because I'll tell you why in a minute. So we got home. It was around 5 o'clock when the Jar dropped me off at the Vader family compound. But y'all, the bones were weary, and you did not want a podcast for last week from me.
Now I offered to do it late or on Monday.
Well, I got busy. Y'all, I was very busy this past week. Just very,
very busy.
Had a stressful week at the coal mine, but every week has been lately. Got a lot done. Finished a little project that should have been finished a month ago. And then, it was this weekend, this past weekend, as you're hearing this, y'all, it was the Hat's 50th wedding anniversarium. Now, we've talked about that on here before.
Yes.
Because, you know, there were custom napkins ordered. Y'all, the napkins was the only semblance of a party because the orange hat has not been well. And so it just wasn't really party atmosphere. But some other folks came by and I grilled all this food and cooked and whatever. We had a lovely time Saturday night and Sunday for lunch. And just got back home. The Jar's father is here. The Jar's father is here.
Now, is he staying with the Jar?
He is staying with the Jar. Last I heard, Miss Prune was beside herself. She had called Kitty Protective Services, basically, at this point. But everybody was having a good time, and yeah. So that's good, and I haven't seen the Jar since Friday morning.
How long is he here?
He leaves on Monday. As you're here, by the time you hear this, he's probably already on the aluminium tube of death, on his way back to the wherever he lives, New York, I guess.
Okay.
But yeah, so he's here. But y'all, we've got some breaking news.
Uh-oh.
Breaking news. The G'day's plans have been made.
Is Vodka Fest included in this?
It is. Now, y'all, we have invited Big Fatty, but he has declined the invitation. Yeah, well, the jar invited Big Fatty, let's be honest.
Well, so you say.
Right. Well, via me, because, you know, but I always Big Fatty going to go? And I was like, no. And he's like, well, you should definitely ask him. And I said, okay, I'll ask him. And Big Fatty, before I could finish the statement, said,
No.
Y'all, we are not doing the Walt Disney World Resort. We talked about it, and I presented the jar with the numbers, and he said, maybe some other time. And so we are going to be staying over by the Host Hotel for the G'day's over off of Westwood Boulevard and International Drive. So we are not staying at the Host Hotel, but we're staying with some other friends of ours who... also usually like to stay Host Hotel adjacent. And so there's six or eight of us who are going to be over there. So, you know.
So it's going to be the Larry group.
Basically. Now, we are all staying in separate accommodations, if you will.
Well, that's too bad you and the jar couldn't get accommodations together.
Right. But y'all, so we will be there. We're doing some weird dates. We're doing Sunday through Sunday. So we will be departing. We're getting there Sunday of Memorial Day weekend, and we're departing the next Sunday. And I know that, you know, Sunday fun day at the Host Hotel. But y'all, neither one of us wanted to take an extra day off work. So, and quite honestly, after seven nights in a motel together, I'm not sure if we'll even still be speaking. So,
well, you know, are you driving or is he?
We have not discussed that yet. But
well, you know, if he drives, if he gets tired of you, he'll just get in the car and come home.
Right. Well, that's probably better because I would get on an aluminium tube of death and come home too. I think we know how that goes. It probably works out best that way. But I don't think he'll get tired of me. But y'all, we are staying in we've got the suite, the one bedroom suite with full kitchen. So we will be hosting Vodka Fest. So if anyone's there, just
let Vader know.
Let me know, and I'll be happy to probably forget to invite you. So
have you received a message from the jar?
No, I was just actually while I was going to let you talk, and I was going to make sure we didn't have any voice letters, and we don't.
Well, of course not.
Now, Rick Friday, how was your week? How did you have a hoot nanny of a week?
It was a nice week. I don't remember a whole lot. It was a kind of a standard week, and had the crew over. It was just me and the Yip and Granny and Durwood Friday night, and we had the Italian Mussolini spaghetti and sourdough bread and a Caesar salad. And cheesecake.
And, wow.
Yes, and. On Wednesday, I did buy a new dining room table.
Correct. Y'all, Big Fatty, FaceTime me. Did you need a dining room table? I mean, it needs some repair, but if you need a dining room table.
Well, the chairs do, but the table is as sturdy as they come.
Right. Well, it'd have to be to be there at the villa. And I said, I have one in my kitchen and one in storage. Do not need a third one. So, y'all, if you're in the Charleston area and you need a dining room table, Big Fatty will
get in touch with Big Fatty.
Yeah, Big Fatty will help you out. So, now, have you brought in the new dining room table and put it together yet?
It was brought in Sunday after Aladdin.
Oh, Lord.
Because I had Durwood and the Nip and me. Ah. And, y'all, it was as heavy as a mullet. Right. I put the chairs and all together on Saturday. And then the we did the table, got it all hex wrenched together. You know, that's how furniture is nowadays.
Oh,
everything's hex wrenched.
Yeah.
And It's now set up in the dining room, and I'm delighted with it.
Oh, well, good. Well, you know, and we like to be delighted with our table.
Yes.
Because, you know.
And it has a drop leaf, so it has six
Ooh.
Chairs.
Ooh.
And I have two extra chairs that, you know, I had to use with my old dining room set that are nicer than the ones that need to be kind of refurbished.
For your future enjoyment.
Right. But be able to seat eight at the table.
Ooh, well, that Friday at Fatty's just got professional, you know.
And that means that we probably won't do it anymore.
Right. This was the final week. This past week. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, y'all, I can't help but notice that the young ones, they're just too busy. Too busy. They don't care about
too
the elderly.
Busy.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh. That's Granny.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Let's mute Big Fatty, everyone. Muted.
Hey, Granny. Let me call you back in a few minutes. I'm recording a podcast. I got the email.
Let everyone
All right.
listen to this.
Bye.
We are nothing on the LFC if not professional podcasters.
Well, you know, I'm not going to say anything about the dubious intentions or the mix.
Right.
But anyway. So.
Yeah. Well, y'all. The Hats had all sorts of projects for me this weekend.
Oh, nice.
And some of them you would not believe. So, you know, I had to do all the cooking last night, the steak and the shrimp and the pork chops and the potatoes and I don't even know what else.
Right.
All the things, salads. But y'all, I was upstairs. The Hat Arena said, we just need to go. We need to let me go upstairs. There's some stuff I got you for Christmas I forgot to give to you. I found it when I was throwing out some bags. And I said, well.
I was throwing shit out and I said, I'll give him that and tell him it was from Christmas.
Right. And I walked into the upstairs guest bedroom and I said, what? Like, why is there a Walmart bag shoved in a hole in the door to the attic where a doorknob should be? Oh, it broke. I don't know how to change it. So, y'all, at 8:00 at night, I'm changing a doorknob, which, you know, no big deal. It takes 2 minutes. Took longer to get the screwdriver. And then, then y'all, we were looking for something for the jar. And so we were going through some of my old stuff and y'all, I was like, I think we need a garbage bag. And the Hat Arena said, well, that's up to you. You know, I don't throw out your things. And so y'all, I had won all these medals for different things in like high school, whether it was academics or like band.
Well, we know you love a medal.
Right. And I mean, y'all, and I was going through stuff. There was all sorts of stuff like boutonnieres from prom and all that shit. And I just threw it all in the garbage.
You should.
Right. But like, I mean, I'm looking at these medals and I was like, what does one do with these? Because like, I mean, it was an accomplishment. Don't get me wrong. Like I threw all the trophies away that were up there from different things. But like, I was like, what does one do with a medal for, you know, winning this music competition? Like it felt weird to throw it out. So I didn't. And I just said, we'll circle back to that. But y'all, there was like a trunk in there, like a little square trunk. And y'all, it's been sitting there as long as I can remember. I definitely had it in high school, if not before. Well, definitely before. Y'all, I was like, what's in this? I went to move it because it was under the shelf where all that crap was I was throwing out. And y'all, I went to move it.
Was it the Lindbergh baby?
Basically. Okay. Y'all, I opened it up. There was an Apple Style Writer 2 in there, which is the inkjet printer, you know, that Apple made. Y'all... No value, and you know, all this crap I was digging out, nothing had the power cord with it, except for the Apple Style Writer 2.
Now, have you contacted Archer?
No, I almost brought all that back with me, but I just didn't feel like messing with it today. But y'all, there was so much stuff in there, and I felt a little bit guilty throwing it out. But and the Hatterina knows my game, which is I'm going to take this back to Charleston and go through it. And all I do is just swing by the recycling center and, you know, dump the whole box of high school textbooks or whatever it is in the recycling bin because I don't, I mean, what? Nobody wants that.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
But she finally today just relented and was like, all right, well, that's just whatever. It's your stuff. And I was like, well, I'm glad we agree on that. So, like, I mean, you know, I'm not going to throw out anything that has sentimental value. Like, I had, I found a keychain that I was given the first time I flew first class. I don't know why that was there. Like, and I was like, I don't want this British Airways keychain, but it has sentimental value. So I'll hold on to that. The Myrtle Beach keychain, garbage. So, I don't know. I guess that's my question. What should I do with the medals? Is there some sort of podcast project we can use these medals for?
Well, I think that Miss Bacon, you know, she's very good with the contest.
Oh, that's true. That's
maybe
true.
She could maybe we could do a contest on here that if people call in and leave a message that they would go into the medal hopper and then we'll draw and send them a Larry H. Vader medal.
Well, and a lot of them are very similar, but y'all, there's one that you wear around your neck. It was like the grand prize for best saxophonist or something. I don't know what it was, but
best saxophonist or similar.
Yeah. Did y'all know that? Did y'all know that, you know, over on this other podcast, there's someone there that plays the trumpet.
I'm not aware of any podcast. Yeah. There's somebody that plays a trumpet.
Yeah, but I played the saxophone and was quite good at it until I quit because I got bored. Y'all, there's a saxophone in that closet. And I was like, I was like, where did that come from? And y'all, it was the original one that I'd gotten in like seventh grade. That was just, you know, bass. It was new, but whatever. And the Hatterina said, oh, we can't throw that out. And I was like, well, no, but we can sell that shit. Like,
right.
I recommend selling. Y'all, we found an original Nintendo in there. And so that is now somewhere here in the Vader family compound. Because I said, I'm going to take her apart and I'll see if I can recap it and get it to work. And yeah, all sorts of things. So we even found the gun. Do you remember the gun that went with the original Nintendo for Duck Hunt?
No, I didn't have the Game Boy things.
Oh, poor Big Fatty. Oh,
we didn't have those when I was growing up.
But speaking of,
we played outside.
Oh, well, yeah, we didn't do that. Speaking of growing up.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead or alive.
All right. It's that game where Big Fatty gives me and you the name of someone born on this day. I amaze you with my knowledge, tell you who they are, and then, of course, if they're dead or alive. So, which I sometimes get that part wrong. But, yeah.
Oh, all right. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. First one, Charles Streit.
Charles Streit. I believe that's of the South Carolina Streits.
The Strite.
Uh-huh. Dead. And
okay, yep. And we would know him from
simple. He was the designer, the industrialist who created the Hindenburg and many other Zeppelins just like it.
Very, very, very close. Charles Streit is indeed dead, and he was an inventor, and he invented the automatic pop-up toaster.
Oh, okay.
How about that? William Demarest.
Oh, Bill Demarest.
Bill Demarest.
Yeah, Bill Demarest. Y'all, most of you probably wouldn't know him, but he was a vintner. He produced wine out in the California. Yeah.
Okay. Is he alive or dead?
Oh, he's dead. He's dead.
Oh, yes. Okay. William Demarest is indeed dead. And he did spend time in California, mainly when he was playing Uncle Charlie on My Three Sons.
Oh, never heard of him. Okay.
You've never heard of My Three Sons?
I've heard of the was a TV show, I guess it was. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it's no father's
that
father knows
get,
best.
If that doesn't get Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee to call, nothing will. All right, Ralph Nader.
Ooh. Y'all, Ralph Nader is probably alive. Y'all, Ralph Nader was a government official, I believe it was, and he was crucial to the National Transportation and Safety Board, and I believe he invented the exploding Pinto. I don't really know, but something about all that, yeah.
Okay, well, you're close. Ralph Nader is indeed alive. He's 88.
Oh.
And he was an American consumer advocate. But he was always jumping in there trying to get consumer protections and all. All right, have we got time for one more?
One more. We can do one more.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, y'all, here comes a train. Ooh.
Howard Hessman.
Howard Hessman is dead. And mm-hmm. Howard Hessman was the founder and then later CEO when it went public of the Hess Gas Company.
Yeah. Oh, well, you are indeed correct that Howard Hessman is dead, just died last year.
Oh.
And he played the DJ, Johnny Rocket on, not Johnny Rocket, what's his name, on WKRP in Cincinnati.
Oh, okay. That was before my time. I watched it in reruns, but y'all, yeah.
All right, one more.
One more.
Mm-hmm. Grant Show.
Well, that's a common name. It's a very common name.
Very common.
But he is alive, and okay. At least the one that I'm thinking of. And Grant Show is the founder or the CEO of the greatest show on earth, ironically.
Oh, okay.
The Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Circus.
Okay. By the way, Howard Hessman was Dr. Johnny Fever.
That's his name, Johnny Fever.
Anyway, Grant Show is indeed alive, and he played Jack on Melrose Place. He was good looking.
I don't remember the characters on Melrose Place.
Well, so, that's too bad.
Yeah,
if you did, you would have gotten that right.
Well, right. I watched it a little bit because, you know, it came after that Beverly Hills 90210, which we enjoyed. So what are you looking at, McFarney?
Well, there's something just popped up. There was some testimonium from the Laughing Buddha. You know, sometimes he listens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the Laughing Buddha listens. Mrs. Bacon listens. You know.
Speaking of bacon, he sent me something. Cookies. It says cookies feet, F-E-A-T, bacon. I've got nothing.
Okay. Got nothing. Well, y'all, speaking of the cookeries, the Hat Arena was kind enough to get me a quart or a pint, rather, of the molasses from a local molasses mill place
Has she been slow in getting that to you?
Well, it's a little runny, but yeah. And, and talking about old TV shows, the jar I introduced to, and some of you are going to roll your eyes at this, but it's, I introduced him to the Unsolved Mysteries.
Ooh.
Y'all, he cannot get enough of it. Cannot get enough. So,
well, he's probably enjoying that Alex Murdaugh.
Oh,
trial.
Yeah. Y'all, that we have some coal mine friends who were at the trial this week. So they're loving that. And also I said, look, I've seen Unsolved Mysteries and it's not my cup of tea.
Ooh. Oh.
But y'all, then I made him watch Designing Women.
Oh, Lord.
Which he had never heard of. And, of course, didn't appreciate Delta Burke or Dixie Carter or Annie Potts or Gene Smart or Meshach Taylor.
Well, he'll understand Miss Sugarbaker packing her trunk of shoes for the gay days.
That is true.
Speaking of unsolved mysteries, did you see that it snowed out there in the California?
No.
Yes.
82 degrees here.
Los Angeles, you know, I wonder if they got any over there at Walnut Hills.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Can you imagine someone in Walnut Hills on a toboggan?
It would be like from Christmas Vacation when he put that juice on the bottom of the, right. of the baking sheet.
Right.
God help the people below.
Right. Or the homes that they used to have.
I mean, right. Exactly. I mean, and who wants to clean up after that? Ooh.
Ooh.